Here's another exclusive live track from Sun King Studio 92, powered by Klipschaudio on WTTSFM.com.
Hey, you guys, welcome. Welcome back. Welcome back to Indianapolis. Welcome back to the Midwest. And I see that you survived the weather. Okay.
We managed to thread the needle. It was very impressive. There were cows and trailers flying all around us.
And you're wearing shoes today. That's great.
I like shoes. Yeah. They're fine. I like being barefoot as well, and I used to often play barefoot. I still do. But at some point, it wasn't really a thing, and then we would play a show, and if I would wear shoes, people would ask me to take them off the whole time. And so I continued to not wear shoes just so people would stop talking about it.
You just played us the title track from the new album, New Constellation, which, by the way, that sounds absolutely excellent. And how many years has it been actually since there was a studio Toad the Wet Sprocket album?
It was 16.
16. What can we do as we gather here today, you among your fans, and certainly I'm included in that, what can we do to make sure that is not quite so long next time?
I don't know. Send us an endowment.
That's a good practical solution.
Yeah, that would be the most practical solution, is to make it financially irresistible.
Well, yeah, it's good that you brought that up, because you guys did something pretty unique here. You use Kickstarter to fund this new album, the production of it, the promotion of it, and all that. That's kind of unique. Is that the first time? That's the first time I can remember it being done.
Well, it's the first time we've done it. Amanda Palmer had a very successful campaign. A band called Anamanaguchi, who does a lot of chip tunes and kind of video game based music, Geek Projects have used it. So we're a bunch of albums have been kind of funded in some way through Kickstarter, but. We had a great campaign. It was about 6,500 people, so you know, a little over 6,000 people came together, and we raised about $250,000. So that covered releasing the album cover. I mean, we spent $30,000, I think, on shipping alone just to get everybody their stuff. Yeah. So it's like the gross is huge, but for a family business, that's not a huge gross, right? Yeah. But what it enabled us to do was cover the cost of the album, provide a group of fans, the people who really cared the most, to serve them first, to get them the record quickest, get them cool stuff that other people couldn't get, and make them feel involved in the process, and be able to walk out of it, able to pay our whole team, able to do the promo and the publicity and stuff we needed to do in a modest fashion. And the amazing part of it was we owned the record, and you know, the very first copy we sold on iTunes, we actually were not paying back some massive debt to a large company for a record we don't even own. We're actually, you know, so we're a small, tight business at this point, but it was an amazing experience to be able to start it that way, and people were really stoked to get the album early and to be a part of things.
Were there like any surprise donors? I mean, did you know everybody that donated? Were they mostly your core fans, or did you have somebody that just came out of the blue and donated a big chunk?
No, out of the blue big chunks. I mean, the average thing was about $40, and you know, it's like, hey, I got an album and a T-shirt, and you know, or get to meet the band at a show. You know, it's like, and so, you know, compared to going out to dinner, it's not that much, really. But you do it times 6,000 people, and you have it all going very efficiently to one place, and all of a sudden, it can make a huge difference for a band like us. And it, ultimately, a better choice than it would have been, at least to start the project, than going with a label. Because with a label, it would have been a lot of risk, a lot of voices in the room. And the labels are all very, you know, right now they can invest less and they have to have a bigger piece of the pie. And we, you know, and we're not 20 and, you know, and so.
That's so funny.
But we're lucky to have an audience and people who care about the music. We have that thing that is harder to get ultimately. So, you know, if we end up having some type of success where it makes sense for a label to be part of it ever, then we can do that kind of more as, you know, as peers, as businesses getting together instead of people needing a handout. So so it's cool. I mean, people think of, we really thought of Kickstarter more as direct distribution than as project funding. We already had the record done. It was just a way to get it quicker to the hardcore fans, and you know, worked great.
That's and you super served, I think, your hardcore fans. And I didn't know what the mission was, or if there was even like a goal or a mission at this point for the band Toad the Wet Sprocket. What do you see the future holding for you guys?
I don't know. We're going to be touring. We're working this band probably through this album through the next year, and hoping to, you know, do festivals, hoping to you know, find a wider audience. But once again, that thing for a band being an indie band again, that's an outlier thing. It's like, it means we have to get a placement somewhere, you know, or a few placements somewhere. And so you never know where that's going to happen. And if that happens, then wonderful. And if it doesn't, the great thing is we haven't bet the farm. So we're a tight little solid family business. And we can continue touring that way and make that work. And we would love to expand things beyond that and be wildly, phenomenally successful again. But we're not depending on that. And, you know, there's other projects we all have and things we want to do. And then, you know, we'll get back together and probably do more Toad in the future. And it's just, you know, try to have enjoyable lives.
Yeah, that's
basically
like
it comes down to like make good music with happy people and then see our families enough for them to stay families. And that's the, the combination.
That's really nice. Kind of like getting back to your independent roots. We'll hope that takes you far. We were just really thrilled. I know I'm speaking on behalf of everybody in here. We're just thrilled to have you here at our Sun King Studio 92, powered by Klipsch Audio. Would you please once again welcome Toad the Wet Sprocket.